Welcome back to another episode of Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we go through the 4E experience and have a lot of fun and hope that you are as well. We're going to get back in the action. We are at the main tower on the moon as we hope to somehow find a fuse to reignite this thing. Rodrigo, our GM.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rodrigo.
Hello, Rodrigo.
So, when we last left our heroes, they were surrounding this big concave connector, essentially, scratching their heads,
yep.
Trying to figure out what
scritch,
to do with it.
Scritch, scritch.
Well, my problem is I don't see a replacement.
Nope.
I don't see that we can take these smaller fuses and light them up. Smith refuses to step into the fuse. So, Coyle, a question for you.
Yes.
Is this are these elements, these things that are making up the fuse, are they a native element to the moon, to this area?
I think that they probably are.
Okay. Do you know of where we might be able to find something as large as the one we've just disconnected?
A large
crystal
glass sphere.
Yeah.
These appear to be manufactured.
Okay. Do you know where they might have been manufactured?
No.
Do you think we could manage to manufacture one of them?
I'm not familiar with your ability to manufacture.
I'm a blacksmith. I make my own weaponry.
He's an artificer, and I'm a magician, a wizard.
I'm Torque.
Hi, Torque.
Then you may be able to, but then you would have to presumably find raw materials, things like that.
Where might we find this, what did you call it? Moonite?
Moonanite.
Is it on the plains of Ignita?
Was that a hypothetical question?
Well, it was more of a direct question of where we might be able to find the Moonanite raw elements.
I do not know.
Okay.
I have never seen this metal before.
Okay.
So we can't build it, and we can't fix it, and we can't replace it.
I take my my magic wand and see if I can cast some spell that might charge it up that maybe, I don't know, something to, you know, create a spark to see if it powers up this engine.
Okay, you try to create a spark?
Yeah.
In the center of it?
Yeah, in the center of it. Not to destroy, just as a power source.
Okay. You create a spark in the center of it. This is literally, I mean, you cast a spark and it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
This is a fuse. It's a conduit.
Right.
It's not asking for energy. It's asking for something to make the energy go from point A to point B.
And where is point A to point B at?
You
know, I was looking around for a power source and I found this giant fuse.
Presumably underneath.
Is there an opening?
No.
Anywhere to go underneath to look at this larger machine?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
8.
You do not seem to find one.
All right, Randis.
So what?
Do you honestly think that I'm the most likely fuse?
It may very well be. You do.
Look, we've seen some very strange things happening with you.
Have some way to
that you have some kind of connection with the tower, especially when we were on that one on our plane where you were glowing a bright blue.
It was on the plane.
And then when I saw you squirt off the end of the hook and heal yourself. Ooh. That's mighty strange. You don't have to do it. We appreciate everything that you've done. You've been a great companion and a big help, but I'm at a loss.
This kills me. I want a big statue. Talking a big statue. It should stand taller than the castle.
Who thinks this is a good idea?
I'm not so sure so much as a good idea as...
our only option?
Yeah. Our most immediate option of little to no other options.
Have we found some way to turn this thing on?
No, you failed the control panel check, but I'm sure you can give it another go at it.
Who's going to roll a control panel check?
No, it's just another perception check to find the control panel.
I will.
Let's look around.
That's terrible. I rolled a 19. I'm still looking for the instruction manual.
I rolled and a 19 rolled too on the die.
15. All right.
So 28.
Everybody finds a control panel. It is the same one.
Wait, I was looking for an instruction manual.
You find a control panel.
I only rolled a 7.
Well, how does he not TPK us every single week?
He tries.
Wait, don't I? Now you know why I do it.
I like to find the resolve the plot button, please.
Well, if you would just find it, then we would be out of this situation.
This one says win the game. What do I do?
You push it.
Is it made out of midnight?
No, it seems to be made out of something. There's a guy here who says his dad owns the dealership. Is that a problem?
So as we look at this, does it make any kind of sense? Is there any kind of logical...
It looks like it's strictly mechanical. Like, it doesn't have buttons. It doesn't have... But you can essentially click things together and get this to activate.
Okay.
I'll click my heels together.
Okay.
Three times.
Okay. Torque disappears.
Yay!
You found a way back home! Wait a
minute. We've been trying to do that for 55 episodes.
He appears in Topeka.
Yeah, I got one word for you, Steven, and it's... Beep.
So, there's your control panel.
Right. Should we see what we can do with it without the fuse?
Yes.
Here's hoping no more of them blow up.
Okay. You try to activate it?
Yeah.
Okay. And this just blindingly bright pillar of light just explodes out of that little bowl where the fuse used to be.
It makes
all of your, like, every last hair on each of your bodies stand on end. It even makes Coil's little spike stand on end.
All right, I'm going to turn it off.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I'm just glaring.
What?
So, you can all give me an Arcana check.
Yeah. I can see why they have the need for the fuse.
Arcana?
17.
20.
23.
Okay. So...
15! Thanks for waiting.
I'm sorry.
You're not.
Torque realizes that would certainly kill him.
Yep.
If he was sitting there. You also realize that would, you know, pretty much fry the crap out of any organic entity that was standing there. Probably a handful of the inorganic ones that you've met. That said, you don't know that, again, because Smith is able to absorb this energy, it might not kill him. But it will probably kill him.
Yep. Looks like
I kind of get the feeling that someone may be telling us not to do that.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
Let's do it then. Yeah, maybe we should look for another option. Grab Coil.
All we really, it looks to be like we need to do is just bridge the gap from here to there. To get the energy from flow to point A to point B. So there's got to be something that we can use besides one of these giant crystals to complete the circuit that won't burn out.
They're glass dome.
These glass dome spheres.
Is there any sort of like mining operation or quarry or anything nearby that...
Is that even going to be a time?
At various points in the history of the moon, there have been mining races, but I do not know of any that are yet in existence.
Well, let's think about this for a moment. If you are a servant of an evil thing from beyond the Hoary Netherworld, and you gotta make the tower do what it does in order to smash the moon into the regular world, what would you do in case of a catastrophical failure of your boxy thing?
Well, one would think there would be a spare part somewhere, but
yes,
we haven't been able to find anything yet.
Well, what if the part that we got is burnt, but would it work to try and at least get us a little bit of power if we put it back in there?
We can try,
I suppose.
Well, what part of it actually touches the magic-y?
The bottom part.
Yeah.
The bottom part is broken.
No. The bottom part appears to be intact. It's that big. It's the big glass dome that is completely charred.
Put it back on. Let's try, see what happens.
All right. Torque, Smith.
Yeah.
That's left.
Okay. It is back on.
Shall we try it and see what happens?
Yes.
Let's clean the dome.
It's dirty on the inside.
Yeah, it's dirty on the inside.
Oh. Let's send an unseen servant inside to wipe off.
Summon one within the dome.
Can you make them go wherever they want?
They still need a path. Like, they can't go through walls or anything like that.
Right. However, what Randus said, summon them on the inside of the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be at all possible?
No.
No.
You need like a specific circle array. If there's something in the middle of the circle that you're trying to summon something into, it just doesn't happen.
Yep. I figured.
Lame. So this is a hollow divide. This is hollow sphere, right?
Yes. It's not a sphere. It's kind of a. It's like a. It's a cylinder.
Yeah, with a dome on top.
With a dome. Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it on.
There goes nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Is it working?
Ah.
Yes. What's everybody's reflex? Actually, don't tell me. Just tell me if this hits your reflex.
Okay.
It won't hit your reflex.
Really?
Yep. So we'll do... Everybody takes 3 damage as glass flies in every direction, but all of you manage to get out of the way so that you don't take the full strike of it. And now there is, once again, a huge pillar of light.
Pull the plug again.
Okay.
That worked well.
Yes, it pretty much worked exactly like I suppose it would.
Really?
Well, why
exactly?
Didn't you say something?
You were expecting it to blow up on us.
Pretty much.
What? Why are you letting me think for... What the...
I just assumed that would be the natural expectation, but...
You couldn't have warned us, told us to get behind something.
You're the only one who knows what this stuff is. It's a fuse. Oh, all right. It looks like a Blefarnan to me. Let's talk other words that don't mean nothing to Torque.
Never mind. Anyways.
How haven't you people learned that letting me think is a bad plan?
We know that letting you think is a bad plan.
What I do, and then... No.
I was hoping that it wouldn't go as expected, but...
Okay, well, that's easier.
Well, now we've got all these little parts. Can we use make hole now?
Probably not.
You are still trying to make hole something that is bigger than make hole can use.
Yep.
What if we were to shovel the energy into Randus? Would it make him make hole? He like
shovel. Shovel the energy into Randus.
All right, you grab a shovel. I'll turn it on. You just scoop it out of there.
You know, I think you guys forgot your energy shovels on the ship. So.
Okay, well, it don't work without the box. Nope. And we can't fix the box, and we can't make a new box. So we need to find something that acts as a box.
Something what else if, with the properties of this Mennonite.
Do any of you guys have them brain powers that makes invisible walls that I hate so much, almost as much as ninjas?
Possibly Orm.
I've got.
Have you ever learned the capability of making a force wall?
Nope.
Smith?
Learned?
What? Or discovered?
I don't think
Stick your finger down his throat and see if he throws up something useful.
No, thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't we still have that stuff he threw up the last time?
That we do.
Some of it.
I don't think we got enough that we could actually construct a pillar of conducting, possibly.
All right. Make him eat the elven granola. That'll make him throw up, and we'll see what we get.
I'm pretty sure it's not how it works.
That's how it's worked every time so far.
I've thrown up from other energy sources.
Let's see.
Which is the whole reason why Randus wanted to use me as the pillar to start with.
Maybe you'll throw up something good.
Or possibly his esophagus.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds painful. So we can't fix it and we can't repair it. But if we're not here when we set it off, does it matter if we're blind?
Well, it's not going to matter if the device does still not work.
We're currently at the central tower, yes, Rodrigo?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll call it the central array, as it's not actually a tower.
Okay, we're here.
And the assumption is we have to get this to work in order to put things right.
To power up
the towers.
Yes.
So we can.
Now that you've been poking at it and analyzing it, from what you know about the towers back in the natural world, from what you've been able to observe here, this is the central control mechanism for the moon towers.
And we can't power up any of the individual towers by themselves.
You might be able to, but if you can't control the central mechanism, they might not do what you want them to.
And in order to control the central mechanism,
you need to power up the central mechanism, yes.
But we can't power it up because we ain't got a thing.
Correct.
And we can't get a car because we ain't got a job.
Yep. And there's no actual structures in the nearby vicinity that we might be able to look at?
Nope.
And Coil, so these things just kind of appeared?
Someone else could.
Like, yes. Overnight, they didn't...
I was not in the area when they did. But one day when I came by, they were already up.
I'm going to roll another perception check and see if I can find anything. Openings, doors,
closets.
Still failed.
Supplies!
This whole place is all magic-y, right? What if we're not looking for a door, but some sort of magiciness?
Like a portal?
Or maybe not even like a door or a portal, but instead like a thing that would magic-y repair it or something. Or make a new one show up. Because you're magic, right? You don't necessarily keep like spare crossbow bolts. You just magic-y them up out of nothing, and then they're all covered in stuff.
Maybe someone else could see if there's any doors or cupboards or entryways to the bottom of this thing.
We could look in it, see if there is any other device or enclosure.
Adding my perception of 3, I got a 6.
25.
Smith.
7.
And Randus.
25.
Oh, look, a latch.
Okay. Let's open the latch.
Okay. It leads down. Once again, like a lot of these things, it does not seem to be meant for people. So there's no stairs. It's just this shaft that leads down.
Of course. All right. Let's break out those.
How big is the shaft
again?
Probably big enough for a person with a heavy pack to go down. Maybe 2 people if you...
Could we chimney slide it?
Probably. You'll be at a penalty if you just slide down.
In my adventurer's pack, we have a something like a flare?
Sun rod.
Yes.
I crack one of those and drop it down in there to see if...
where the bottom's at.
It's not too far. I mean, you'll get hurt if you just jump down.
Can we see anything?
Yeah, more metal. It does appear to be a chamber in there.
Okay. Well, is there anything I could tie off to around here?
Probably. At the very least, there's at least one strong person that can, you know, lower you down.
Coil or torque?
Well, at least one, so there's actually three, probably.
Okay.
There you go.
Coil does seem pretty strong.
And I'm...
Yes.
Very well. I suppose we'll take a look. Torque, do you want to go down first, or how shall we do this?
Doesn't make sense for me to go down first, does it?
Yeah, well, I'll go down first. Smith or Randus down first. And
very well.
Randus would be better choice.
Since I'm a one who will pull you back up.
We can send two people down at once.
When right? The bad thing's
yeah,
down there.
If you leave packs up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my pack up here. I've got the best chance of actually getting us out of there if it's, you know, dangerous.
True.
So, Smith and Randus?
Apparently.
Okay. Well, if you guys just kind of wrap the rope around yourselves and then Coil and Torque lower you down, it doesn't even take a check. You can just...
It doesn't take checks?
Nope. You just get all the way to the bottom.
Would it take a credit card?
Ouch. Okay, anyways. I'll follow next.
But we're going down.
No, you're both going down at
okay.
the same time.
Because you're
going
to know what the crap's going on down there. If something bad is down here, I can get us out of here faster.
Very well.
All right. So you guys get to the bottom. It's a fairly large room. There is a sun rod that you pick up. And you actually don't have to cross it out if he's gotten it back.
Okay.
They last forever?
Pretty much.
Sweet.
And...
Sometimes I crack me up.
They're at the edge of this room where you would find, like, on top where you would find the thing that the fuse goes into. There is a kind of cylindrical array. Like, it's big enough that this room only sees about maybe a third of it. But it does kind of jut out of the wall, and there's all kinds of rings and gear-type things, and it's all arranged, kind of stacked on top of each other so that it's a cylinder throughout.
Let's go look at that.
Okay. Start poking at it.
Poking at it.
Arcana.
Yep. Okay.
Poke scale.
Ha!
Nice.
30. 25. 30? Okay, we'll go with 30 first. Okay, Randus gets close to it, and you can figure out, you know, obviously this goes up to the fuse. The energy source is either on this plane or below, because you don't know if it just, I mean, for all you know, it just clicks into being when it, so it's either here and completely dormant, or below, and something lets it up. Nice. You probably could manipulate this ring array. Again, it wouldn't do you any good without the fuse.
Nice.
You would just basically be able to bypass the control panel.
We can reroute it through the other smaller fuses.
The other smaller fuses need this one to activate themselves. As Smith approaches it, it all starts to hum.
Of course.
Hang my head.
Yes.
Are we really going to be doing this?
What happens
is there anything else around here?
Nope. It's just a room full of metal panels, a cylinder on one end, and a hole that you came in through, and a rope hanging from it.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Just try touching it, see what happens. Tap.
Touch.
And what did you roll in your Arcana check?
25.
25? Okay. You touch it, and you can feel energy accumulating, like, somewhere in the metal where your finger is touching.
Palm.
Okay. That energy that accumulated just zoom spreads out, and actually, you can see the outline of his, like, you can see the energy from his finger spread into the outline of a palm against the metal.
Nice.
Other palm.
Okay. other palm. Same thing. Yep.
I'm playing with this for a little bit.
Okay. When you pull it off out of there, it actually, the energy follows you and then kind of dissipates.
God, freaking stupid moon crap.
Throw him in the list and then we'll turn it on.
It does seem like that's probably our best option at this point, is to utilize you. It is totally your call.
Giant statue.
Giant statue, I got it. We will make the biggest statue in the world. Put it astride the Great Bay and...
Climb back up.
So what happened?
Giant statue.
Yep.
There's a giant statue?
No.
I start climbing into the fuse box. That's a stipulation.
Okay. You are in the fuse box. I can hear it humming underneath.
Yay. Do I feel the tingle?
Yep, on your feet.
Yay. I should probably take off my shoes so they don't get fried.
Does the control panel have anything like levels of power, or is it just on-off?
Nope.
It's just on-off.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Really, what this control panel amounts to is kind of a giant on-off toggle. Mm. It's just a little bit more complicated than that.
Rheostat or something that we could gradually crank up power. And...
Unfortunately not. It does have kind of a circular motif to it, but what it does is it just brings around every connector so that it just clicks into alignment.
All right.
Stand up, reach out as high as I can so as I can...
Dissipate more energy.
I guess. Hopefully dissipate it to the correct place. Channel it.
When you're ready.
I stand back.
Is there something you would like to say?
Giant freaking statue.
Is there something any of you would like to say to him?
Good luck.
don't die.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and pretty much... pump him full of every curative thing, or preventative, I guess, basically. Buttloads of temporary hit points.
Yeah, try to build up his resistances in every way possible. Okay.
We'll see.
Is this radiant damage?
It might be.
Here, take my jacket.
Yeah. I'll put on his jacket, take off mine, you know.
Like your armor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The fire resistance.
You're pretty sure this isn't fire.
Oh. Give me that back. No.
Mine.
I can't cast shield or anything upon him to help him out?
Nah, shield is a personal
thing. Okay. I got nothing then. I really don't think I have anything that could help you out.
Are you actually keeping your armor?
No.
Oh, you're giving it to him?
Sure.
You know he can't wear two armors at once, right?
I know. Well, does his actually give him resistance? Or
no, it doesn't, but he would have to take off his own armor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are swapping armor?
For the time being.
I suppose.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think you should. What does your armor do?
My armor, I have an item bonus to my Arcana checks equal to the armor's enhancement bonus.
Nice.
So your Arcana just got better. And mine sucks again.
Is your armor, what is the defense value, just the enhancement bonus of your armor?
It is a +2, I believe. Yes, 2.
All right, so it's both +2 armor. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll just swap properties.
So I resist 5 fire currently, and resist 5 radiant.
Okay.
Which probably isn't going to be enough to help, and he's giving me the goop.
Yes.
Okay.
So I got 20 extra HPs.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend a healing surge, so I'm at full.
Does Aurum's sword have any magical properties?
It does not. I was looking. The only thing that I could really give him is my amulet of...
protection?
Amulet of whatever.
No. Amulet of
resolution. My amulet of resolution. That's the only thing that I could give him.
As I've got a basic +1 amulet of protection anyways.
This is a +2.
Ooh.
I got nothing. That'll I've offset, got nothing else.
That'll offset 2 points of the 750,000 points of radiant damage he's about to take.
Yep.
You are not helping my confidence any, Torque.
Do I have any water in my
Sure.
Okay. I have it on skin. I have it on hand.
Okay.
Dude, okay.
A That's why I have his armor. If I'm set on fire, I don't care as much.
As much. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
All right.
I just saw him standing there with a bottle of smart water ready.
Just just this little, like, 12-ounce little
jug of water. Yeah, like little water skin.
You might not want to stand so close.
I did say I stand back. That's why I did that earlier.
Oh, my God, I'm on fire!
And I'm what?
It doesn't work! It doesn't work!
It burns worse now!
It burns like fire!
Oh, God.
Smith, I want to tell you something very important.
Huh?
That my grandpa Torque used to say. At times like this, he used to say, when all is darkest, remember the important things in life. Beer, cheese, and the fact that grandma gets drunk once in a while. And I never knew what he meant, but I tell you right now that you're going to live through this, because if you don't, then you'll be dead. And really, I'm not helping here, so I'm going to stop talking.
Thank you, Torque.
I love you, man.
Let's do this.
All right. Three, all right. Two, one, engage.
Okay.
I can't believe he's letting us do this. Rodrigo's just like, oh, God, they're going to do it.
So,
Alex, you're in.
Yep. Randus activates the control panel. And then Smith is sitting there, kind of with his arms up, probably has his eyes shut.
Cringing.
Yep, cringing, waiting for things. You all are standing far back, and presumably Randus turns it on and runs back there to a safe distance. Or are you going to do this for science?
Science!
I think I'd want to try to stay nearby the control panel.
Okay, that's a good idea. So, Randus sees it more clearly, but the rest of you see it as well. You know, you hear the power fluctuate up.
Goggles do something.
Yep, that's right. Put some goggles on.
You said do-do.
The power fluctuates up. It goes...
Really want those to be your last words?
And then stops. Nothing seems to happen for an interminable half a second, and then Smith's eyes and mouth just open, and just light shoots out of them. And the pillar of light appears and actually forms a dome in the same shape as the conductor around Smith, and it just immediately gets too brilliant to look at. The individual breakers around the amphitheater start to spring on, and everything starts humming. The noise is almost too loud to even talk through, so you guys kind of have to raise your voices if you want to talk. Off in the distance,
it's working
pretty much.
Are you dead?
Coil stands up on a nearby little rock and, you know, kind of cranes his neck to try to look. And sure enough, off in the distance, you can see, the two towers are kind of, that were kind of equidistant that I followed before, that I mentioned before, start to, get that kind of red lightning zapping around them. And as you do that, the breaker control panel slides away from you, and another console starts to replace it, and it just kind of opens up, and there's just all these, like, weird characters and things appearing in front of you.
Boy. Okay. You got that book?
Yeah, you might want to get Orim in on this.
Okay, I run over with the book that we have.
Okay, you see anything looking familiar at all?
Do I?
Yeah, start giving me Arcana checks.
Well, that one didn't work. That was a 15. Yep.
Nice. That'll be 25.
Okay.
on a between the two of you.
Is that
you
with
can
your plus two.
No, 27.
Nice.
There Thank you, go. You for the dodge.
There you go.
So let's just keep this.
Well, you might have to. Yeah, from the stuff that you figured out before and from your notes, you think you can figure out how to basically turn the tower, make the towers go into push mode.
All right. Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
You still not, you know, crispy critter?
Huh?
Just me checking Smith's okay.
Oh,
still.
You can't see where he is.
He's too brilliant of light.
Yeah. He's still conducting energy.
He may have become light.
Am I conscious?
We'll get to that.
I hate you.
You seen the end of 2001, right?
Yes.
My God.
In the end, Smith is a fetus.
Space fetus.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys
can
start
configuring, flipping the right things, and doing the stuff that we're supposed to following the book.
Yep. And sure enough, the towers activate, like, even more energy starts to surge through this entire operation.
Whoa, we block our eyes from the
building. There are pieces of just the ground starts to jut out in, like, jagged, kind of weirdly geometrical lines that is clearly the conduit lines from here to the tower just kind of like, you know, just kind of explodes nice. Along those lines. You're pretty sure that the dome ceiling of the moon starts to rattle as the towers power up and just these arcs of lightning, shoot out of them and into the blur of the natural world that you can see above you and just, and then everything starts to shake so hard, so hard that you can't keep your footing. It's kind of a drop and hold your head kind of situation. As everything, like the noise is deafening, everything is just going crazy. You feel like waves of heat just like wash over you, immediately followed by sudden drops in temperature where like you can actually see the metal parts of this kind of get covered in frost, which then immediately vaporizes as they heat up again. And the lights from the conduit begins to just completely envelop everything. As everything starts to die back down. Immediately as you guys start looking around, you're all intact. Well, except for Smith. the ones that are outside of the ball of energy. You're intact, you're fine. The machine seemed to be powered down. You look up. The disc that is the natural world is significantly smaller in the sky.
Okay.
That's good.
Hopefully equating to being further away as opposed to cutting it up.
Hopefully. You guys may have just destroyed the world.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, well, the bad guys were going to try to do that anyway.
I still want my giant statue.
And yes. We can blame it on the bad guys.
The world is now this island that you now have to build a giant statue on. The dome of the moon has been further scratched and cut up, but, there's these, perfectly circular holes where the lightning bolts went through that now appear to be kind of melting, like slowly healing closed. And as everything begins to die down, the only thing that is still incandescent is the circuit, the breaker itself where Smith is in.
So everything's turned off, or do we need to turn something off?
You probably need to shut things down.
I didn't know if you said it powered itself down or if...
Well, everything's like going back to like standby energy.
Turn it off.
Yes, turn it off.
Okay. You get the original panel back and go to turn it off, and it just zaps your hand. as you touch it.
God.
And you hear in your head, not quite yet. As everything starts to power back up, just... And you see inside, you see Smith even through the light. And this big clawed hand just bursts out of his chest, grabs onto the ground, as another one kind of hinging on that same elbow comes around and grabs on as well, pulls out a shoulder, pulls out a head, other shoulder, other pair of hands, and basically this monstrosity pulls itself out of Smith's chest. It is humanoid. It towers over you guys. And as it stands up, you see that its feet aren't really touching the ground. It is covered in white fur. Its head has, on either side of it, has a wolf's muzzle coming out of it, so that it actually has two wolf's muzzles pointing away from each other. The wolf's eyes are close enough together that they actually form eyes on the front of the head that are actually kind of looking around right now, and they move like the like there's a face there. It kind of opens up its arms so that two of them are pointing up and two of them are pointing down, and it just kind of wiggles its fingers. Its body is very kind of stylized. It has very broad shoulders, but a very, it just kind of triangles in and then has a very animal-like kind of spine and torso. And then its legs are actually very humanoid. And they kind of curve back into these kind of like, again, kind of like animal legs, but they end in sort of spider-like kind of tube and claw. And, you know what I'm saying, like a tarantula, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a little fuzzier at the haunches and feet. And it just kind of hovers there for a second as everything powers down and just this pillar of smoke just comes out of where the breaker used to be.
And now I'll turn it on.
Freedom.
And I think we're going to end it right there. That's a perfect place to end it, our final episode of Critical Hit. No, just kidding. Just kidding, but a huge cliffhanger. What the heck is this thing? Who the heck is this thing? Be it friend or foe, we will have to tune in next week to find out. Let's go to our big catalog of questions. That's a good description. I know why people say Rodrigo is a great DM, because he is.
I hate you so much right now.
What?
Both of you.
let's Torque, see.
You're
now
the only person
my...
I don't hate
right now.
Okay.
Thanks to you.
Okay. Tad says, thought I'd throw something out there. Have you guys ever entertained the notion of a DM's workshop? It'd be incredibly helpful to hear how you go about setting up a dungeon adventure. You know what? Keep listening. Question for Critical Hit. Hey, I was just curious as if we could maybe get scans or e-versions of you guys' character sheets.
What, so you can steal all our ideas?
Actually, there's a large number of people that write to us that do say that, hey, we've been picking up ideas from Rodrigo's games and implementing them into our own.
That's awesome. We're trying to figure out the best way to present the character sheets.
Right.
Currently. Yeah. Now that we have every character for the D&D builder, we can probably post both the character, like scans of the character sheets and that text file that you can plug in. Cause you can just copy and paste that into your character builder and be able to see and manipulate those character sheets. To a large degree, we just haven't sat down to figure out how to do it the best way to present it and when to do it, because we're busy.
Right. And, if you are looking for just what do our characters look like, Dante has created a number of different sketches of each of the players over the last year that are available online.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my concern is, you know, our character sheet changes every four or five games. That would require us not only to create it, but also to update that every time. So, yeah, it's something we can certainly look at. Someone asks, final question this week, have you guys heard of... I was wondering if you guys had heard of any news about a 4th edition D&D video game. I like both of your podcasts. Great work, says Paul.
Not for 4th edition. I haven't heard.
Nothing yet.
Okay.
I think 3rd edition had tons of video games made for it, partially because of the system. And the video games actually incorporate the literal D&D system into how they work. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have to be tweaked, but... it's pretty similar. I have not heard anything about 4th edition coming out with a video game.
Have you guys played like Baldur's Gate or Neverwinter Nights or anything like that?
I've played some of them. I would say Alex was in on the DDO beta.
Yeah. I actually have been playing D&D online lately to see what it's like. Yeah.
That's still 3rd edition, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still 3rd edition. It's set in Eberron. You do have to pay to be Warforged, which is okay because I play enough robots as it is.
All right. Well, those are some questions from this week, and we also want to give some shout-out to the people over at iTunes who have given us a 5-star review. Needless Rogue gives us 5 stars. The Max T, thank you so much for your 5 stars. I love this podcast. It can be very educational to the newcomers into the world of D&D 4E. An experienced player such as myself can find out the awesome sauce, as Stephen puts it. And then finally, Farseer 833 says best podcast ever. So thank you so much, everyone, for those 5-star ratings over at iTunes. If you'd like to leave us a 5-star review and get a shout out on the Critical Hit podcast, all you have to do is head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review with comments, and we may mention you in a future episode. If you have any questions about this fantastic world of Dungeons and Dragons 4th edition, I think between the five of us at some point, we can answer a question. All you have to do is send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com, and we will get back to you.
And be eventually. Patient, because we record so far ahead.
Yeah, right now, this one, we record in May, and it's probably not even going to see air until July, so do need to be a little patient. So, all right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and man, I cannot wait till next week. For us, it's only going to be a few minutes, but for you, 7 days, or maybe more. I think this might be a good point to have like a 3-week break.
A big discussion about the repercussions.
How we feel about not being dead.
Oh, yes, boy.
Exactly. All right, we will see you next time. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits and that your wolf boys do not turn into giant wolf god things.